Welcome to Pop Culture Weekly with Kyle McMahon from iHeartRadio. Your pop culture news, views, reviews, and celebrity interviews on all the movies, TV, music, and pop culture you crave weekly. Here's Kyle McMahon.
Hello and welcome to Pop Culture Weekly with Kyle McMahon. I am Kyle McMahon, and I'm so glad to have you hanging out with me for the next half hour or so, you know, just talking about pop culture. On this week's episode, I have a very special guest who is Gabrielle Union, and we talk about all We talk all about her brand new movie on Disney Plus, Cheaper by the Dozen. So Cheaper by the Dozen is a remake, I guess you could say, but updated. It was actually a best-selling book that came out in 1948, and it was later turned into a movie by Fox in 1950. And then there was a sequel to that called Bells on Their Toes a couple of years after that. Of course, then there was the 2003 version, which is the one I grew up with Steve Martin and Bonnie Hunt. And I love that movie. I mean, it's just, you know, one of those movies. I just love that movie. And of course, there was a sequel to that, Cheaper by the Dozen, too. And, you know, there were some pretty awesome people that starred in the Cheaper by the Dozen 2003 version, including Hilary Duff, Tom Welling, and Piper Perabo. And it was, by the way, directed by Sean Levy, who is an incredible artist and actor on his own. He did, of course, the Night at the Museum series, Free Guy, which, you know, I talked with the cast of Free Guy a few episodes back as well. So in the updated version, which is streaming exclusively on Disney Plus, it is directed by Gail Lerner, and it stars Gabrielle Union and Zach Braff as the parents, Zoe Baker and Paul Baker, who bring their mixed families together, essentially. So it's got, you know, a more representative feel to it, which is how a movie should be today, you know. And it is really, really, really great. I'm sure you could have seen my review up on popcultureweekly.com. So anyway, I talk with Gabrielle Union. I love this movie. It's a very, like, fun, feel-good, real movie in regards to real being representative. Also, speaking of website, I have a brand new section of my website, which organizes every single episode. It shows the guests. You can look by topic, look by guest. You can look by whatever you want. It's really cool. And it's podcast.popcultureweekly.com. So I hope you check that out. All right. Without further ado, let's talk to Gabrielle Union. And by the way, she is so freaking amazing. She started out way back in Saved by the Bell, actually, and then did some like bit parts on Star Trek Deep Space Nine and Sister Sister and stuff like that. She was also in She's All That and 10 Things I Hate About You, Love and Basketball, Bring It On. Did I say Bring It On already? No, she was, you know, the lead in Bring It On. Think Like a Man and Think Like a Man 2. And on the TV side, of course, she was Mary Jane Paul on Being Mary Jane, and probably most recently on TV, live in front of a studio audience. She was in the Different Strokes and Facts of Life episode, and that's such a great series of specials. So anyway, oh, and let's not forget her music video history. She was in Paradise with LL Cool J, Miss Independent from Neo, Man Down from Rihanna. I mean, she's just a powerhouse. She has a few books out. One is a memoir titled We're Going to Need More Wine. Then she followed that up with her first children's book, which is, you know, an ode to non-traditional families. And it's called Welcome to the Party, and it's inspired by her daughter. And then she just released a second memoir called You Got Anything Stronger? Stories. So she's just an overall, you know, businesswoman. You know, Jay-Z is like, I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman. She is a businesswoman. She's just her own, you know, company. So without further ado, again, I keep saying that, but there's so much to say about the amazing Gabrielle Union. Let's get into the interview with Gabrielle Union.
Thank you so much, Gabrielle, for speaking with me. I really appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you having me today.
Of course. So first of all, I love Cheaper by the Dozen. It's a great film. It really, for me, is a kind of like a throwback to when I was a kid. Like, I feel like we're missing a lot of those movies today, but it's got this very current, more representative of the world we live in now. Why was it important for you to play Zoe?
I mean, as a Black mom who's a part of a large blended family, who's, you know, my extended family has always been very inclusive of all kinds of people. You might have a grandma, an aunt, a cousin, you know, and like a few neighbor people all living, you know, in the house together. But I've never seen that reflected and celebrated on screen. And I wanted to be a part of that. I wanted to be a part of making that change and showing people that real diversity and inclusion in front of and behind the camera, it's actually a great business move. Like, diversity actually pays off in a dollars and cents way, not just it's fulfilling to your soul, or it should be, but it's actually great business.
And, you know, it couldn't be said better. It's, you know, people want to see themselves on screen, you know, and they want to see their stories play out in the media that they consume. I mean, it just makes sense. And you look back to somebody like Tyler Perry, who, you know, was putting out these kind of almost independent movies with Madea, and audiences were flocking to go see them because there weren't movies like that where they could see their Aunt Madea on screen. And you know, finally, I think Hollywood and the business side is starting to catch up. As you just said, you have a kind of a blended family. Did you see yourself, your family, you know, in Zoe?
No, absolutely. I mean, trying to juggle all the things, like the kids, your own personal ambition, being present, you know, having things happen with other family members. And oh, now there's a cousin that we're, you know, like, you know, a nephew that we're going to raise. All of that is my life. But watching her and watching the family figure it out and co-parent, you know, with their former spouses, and realize that when you put the peace and sanctity of your kids first, how beautiful co-parenting can be, how amazing blended families can be when you recognize and respect and nurture each person where they're at. Yeah, all of that I relate to the whole thing. And it's beautiful. We literally never see it, which is weird.
It's very weird. I mean, my godson is half Black and half white. You know, his father is white, his mother is Black. And, you know, him and I were talking about this a few months ago. He doesn't see himself in that family on screen and I didn't even really think about it because, you know, I'm being ignorant to it because of the way I was raised and that privilege that comes with that. And I'm like, wow, holy crap. You know what I mean? Because he's obsessed with Miles Morales from Spider-Man. And he's like, you know, he looks like me. And he doesn't see that. And so we're having this conversation with this, you know, little kid who I adore. And I'm like, wow, that is tragic. You know what I mean? Like, that's just absolutely insane. And I'm glad that powerhouses like yourself are, you know, coupling with powerhouses like Disney and making movies where representation not only matters, but is done so without needing to, I don't want to say be woke about, but like needing to make a big deal about it, because these families just exist. These people just exist. You know, you don't need a plot line to explain it. They just fell in love and that's the end of it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No. And usually we there's so much exposition where you have to make it make sense versus, and these two people fell in love and then they had kids with their other spouses and they all have to work together to figure it out. You know, where we go in, you know, a bit deeper on some of the, you know, the more issues of the day, if you will, we do it in an age appropriate, you know, family friendly way where it's clear who the villains are and why. And it's also clear how you can move through it and learn from it and grow from it, but still stay together and still be unified as a family, which was important. Now, how I handle things in my real life, very, very different. But I, you know, Zoe Baker is much more graceful and compassionate and very high road, very much of a high road kind of person. I think the high road's empty because it sucks, but you know, you got to get there. You got to get to the end result, which is having more representation and real diversity and inclusion in front of and behind the camera, where folks of color are actually in positions of power and can actually influence and force change.
Absolutely. I'm a huge horror fan, and it's been a real problem in horror for representation. And I was talking to Elvira about it, actually, and how, you know, we love, she was saying, instead of Oscar so white, horror so white. And we were saying how, you know, somebody like Jordan Peele, who's just this creative genius, and, you know, everybody loves him. And then he has empowered people like Nia DaCosta, who comes and makes Candyman. And so it's not just representation in front of the camera, it's behind the camera too, which is just as important for the people that are telling these stories as the people that we see acting out these stories. And I just hope that it continues. And, you know, you're a huge part of this, just opening these floodgates to, you know, reality, the world that we live in. And if people have a problem with that, that's their problem, because, you know, that is the reality of the situation.
And, yeah, you're going to get left behind.
Exactly.
You're going to get left behind.
Yeah. Exactly. And I'm with you on the high road. I try to take it, but it just doesn't. Sometimes I'm just like, you know what? Your thoughts are outdated and will die off soon enough. So, but in any event, thank you so much for speaking with me. Oh, and by the way, you've had an illustrious career, just named a couple of years ago one of the most 100 influential people in the world. But I think my favorite thing that you've done, one of my favorites, is Saved by the Bell, the new class, where you were both Hillary and Jennifer. So just a shout out to that character, Gabrielle. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Have a great day.
All right, you too, man.
Bye.
All right. The one and only Gabrielle Union. Love her. You know, she was included on Time's list of the 100 most influential people of the world last year. Pretty freaking insane. Such a talented woman. Such a big supporter of representation from, you know, race to LGBT to, you know, just equality. So love her. You can't not like somebody as cool as her. And oh, but and that's the thing. And she's cool as hell. She is so dope. I really, really, really love her. So hope you enjoyed that interview. Cheaper by the Dozen is streaming now on Disney Plus exclusively. And let me know what you think about the film and the interview. Hit me up on social, PopCulturePodCA, or Pop Culture Weekly on Facebook, or KMac Music on Twitter and Instagram, whatever you want to do. And don't forget, when you review the podcast, Pop Culture Weekly, on Apple Podcasts, you are entered to win a prize pack. And Spooky Lukey won last episode. He won an awesome prize pack with some movies and some merch and all kinds of cool stuff. And I got to follow up with him and make sure that he received it. It's been about a week or so now, so want to make sure he got that. And that could be you next. You could be the winner of a cool Pop Culture Weekly prize pack with all kinds of cool stuff. All you have to do is, you know, review us honestly on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us grow the show and continue to grow the show and bring, you know, these awesome guests on. So, all right. And don't forget to check out podcast.popcultureweekly for, you know, the side of the site that is all about the actual show. So I will see you next week. I love you. We out.
Thank you for listening to Pop Culture Weekly. Hear all the latest at popcultureweekly.com.